This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in our series of Shirim on Tefillah. And we want to thank our good friend from Los Angeles, Rabbi Bezalel Rose, for sponsoring these series of Shirim. L'zeich Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shem Neliya, be a male searcher for his whole family, Arbias Gol Tzedek. So, we're continuing on in Mizmar L'Soida. We finished the Haidu yesterday, and today we're continuing on in Mizmar L'Soida. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that Mizmar L'Soida has four mentions of the name of Hashem. Namely, why? Because we just ended off Haidu Ashir Al Hashem Ki Gamal Alai. So, the Mizmar L'Soida is a form of Goimel. Goimel. And the four mentions of Hashem corresponds to the Arba Tzrichim L'Haidais. And really, we should always be benching Goimel to Hashem, especially now us in the Golus. The fact that we're able to survive the Golus is a great Gemilas Chasadim, and it's a great miracle. So, Mizmar L'Soida is our daily benching of Goimel. Chazal tell us, Kol Shirois Asidin Libatel. All songs are destined to be batel, except for Mizmar L'Soida, and therefore you should say Mizmar L'Soida B'ne'ima. So Rabbi Avram Falaji, in the Sefer Pada Es Avraham, asks, what is the big deal about Mizmar L'Soida that it will alone be the song that lasts until the end of days? And he answers, based on the Megala Amukos, that Mizmar L'Soida is basically a microcosm of the entire tefillah. It's a condensed form of the tefillah. Mizmar L'Soida. Hariu L'Hashem Kol Ha'aretz. Rashi Tevois Halacha. Davening begins by learning a Dvar Halacha. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha is Karbanos. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha is Karbanos. Bayu L'Fana B'Soida. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha Bayalfan Bernana is Psuke de Zimra. De'u ki Hashem hu alaykim. De'u ki Hashem alaykim is the Da. The Da is referring to the knowledge of Hashem that is expressed in Shema, the big Ayin and the big Dalet. Da ki hu Hashem alaykim. Hu asanu v'lay anachnu. When we say Shema, we say 248 words, connected our 248 limbs. So that is referred to in the word in De'u Ki Hashem Hu Asan of Layanachnu. Amoy Vitzoyin Marisoy refers to the kavana that one should have when they say Shema, that they would give up their life, Akidash Hashem. Amoy Vitzoyin Marisoy, Bayu Lefanav Besoida refers to the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei. Chatzei Roisav Besihila refers to the middle 13. Haidulai Barchu Shemai refers to Ritzei. Ki toiv Hashem li'olam chastoy is moidim. V'ador v'ador emun asoy sim shalom. So the greatness of Mizmar L'Soida is it's a microcosm of the entire tefillah. Now, let us learn something very amazing. We're up to Yehi Chavod. Wednesday night we learned that Yehi Chavod was said by the Sar Ha'olam. By the way, if you haven't had a chance to hear the Wednesday night shir, even if you heard it Wednesday morning, it got revolutionized in the afternoon. So I recommend, if you have some time, please check out the Wednesday night share this week. But now we're going to focus on the number of eight, the number 18. We've many times focused on the number 13. We're going to focus on the number 18 in tefillah. There are 18 Berachos HaShachar. What are they? You have the 15 from Asher Nasan L'Sach Vivino until HaMa'avir. You have Netilas Yadayim and the two Berachos HaTorah. The Ari says is 18. 18 mentions of God's name in Yehi Chavod. 18 Pesukim in Yehi Chavod. Now actually, there are really 19 mentions of Hashem's name, but the Arizal has a cheshbon of 18. And you have 18 mentions of Hashem's name in Oz Yashir. And of course, there are 18 brachos of Shemana Esrei. So we see the number 18 is very prominent in tefillah. And now we come to something that's extremely worthwhile to focus on. Please take out a siddur. If you have a siddur in your house, please take it out. Now, you say, yeah, Gladstein's not watching. Now I'm watching you. If you see me, then I could see into your living room. Don't say you'll turn off the screen, even if your screen is off. The technology is, once you we know exactly what's taking place. So please take out the siddur. I don't want to have to make any appearances. So why didn't you take out the siddur? Okay. Efrain, what happened to the background? I like the background. What's going on? Okay. But the Yehi Chavoid is a continuation of Negadelcha. Negadelcha is weaving. And I want you to focus on how we weave Yehi Chavoid. It's really beautiful. And here it goes. Yehi Chavoid Hashem le'olam, yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. So we have Yehi, and then Yehi. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevarach. So that's one weave. Then you have le'olam in the first sentence, and ve'ad olam in the second one. Then you have, in the second statement, Yehi Shem Hashem. In the third sentence, you have Mulo Shem Hashem. Then you have Ram al Kogoyim Hashem al Hashamayim. So Kivoidai. So the Kivoidai goes back to the Yehi Chivoid. The next sentence you have Yehi Shimcha le'olam. That's Yehi Shimcha. And then in the next sentence you have Hashem Bashamayim, which goes back to Al Hashamayim Kivoidai. And then you have Umalchusai. So then back to Yismchu Hashamayim. Then you have Malchus Hashem Molach. Then you go to Hashem Malach Hashem Molach Hashem Molach. So this is all weaving. Each pasuk is like the theme is weaving back and forth, back and forth. Shem Hashem, Shamayim, Malchus. And once we have Malchus, we say Hashem Melech Elavad Avdu Goyim. Oh, I Avdu Goyim. Hashem Efer Atzas Goyim. Itza. Atzas Goyim. Oh, Atzas Hashem. Atzas Hashem. And then Reb Schwab says that there are four keys. Ki hu amar ve'yehi. Ki v'achar Hashem betziyah. Okay, so we're weaving here in the Yehi Chavoid, where we have the ideas of la'olam, we have the ideas of Shem Hashem, the ideas of Kavoid, the ideas of Hashem Shimcha, Shamayim, Hashem Malchus, Goyim, Itza, and then we have four keys. Ki hu amar ve'yehi. Ki v'achar Hashem betziyah. Now we know Rashi brings down many times that the word ki could have four meanings. Ki could mean maybe. Ki could mean when. Ki could mean because. And ki could mean but. And these four keys mean, each one means something else. First we say, ki hu amar vayei. Maybe he'll say something. If he does, it will be. Hutziva, maybe he'll command and we'll stand. And then we say, Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion. When God selects Tzion, Iva, he will desire it to his place of habitation. Then we say, Ki yakoy bachar ka, because Jacob was chosen by God. And then we say, Ki lo yitosh Hashem amoy, that's even though God has selected us, but who are we? We don't fulfill our obligations, and still He does not forsake us. And because of that recognition that we're undeserving of Hashem's mercy, we pray for the second time of Shacharis, V'rachum yichaper avoin v'lo yashchis. Hashem should be merciful. And by the way, the Maharal of Prague says that the psukim of Yehi Chavoid, the first three psukim, Yehi Chavoid Hashem li'olam yismach Hashem b'masav, is praising God for eternity. Yehi Shem Hashem mevayrach me'atav yad olam. That's kaddish la'olam ol me'omaya. Mi'mizrach shemesh amevayim lo Shem Hashem is kaddish b'shmei meroyma, in the heavens. And then Ram al kogoyim Hashem al Hashemayim kavoidai is kaddish al ara. Okay, we now move on to Ashrei. Before we do that, I want to share with you a very powerful thought. What does it mean God will annul the counsel of Goyim? He will foil the thoughts of nations. There are many thoughts in the heart of man, but God's Eitzah will stand. So, what does it mean, Avdu Goyim, God will destroy the nations of the world? Rav Schwab says that the various nationalities of the world are just matters of convention. What makes a people a people? They agree, we live in a certain land, we have a certain, maybe, history, shared wars, so we will agree to recognize our political connections. But that's not an intrinsic unit. The only true intrinsic unit that God recognizes are family. Mishpachos Amim. But the nations of the world don't want to recognize the unit of family. So they create all kinds of political unions. But the family, no! It's the village that raises a child. Communism, socialism, nationalism. Anything but a family. And they have so attacked family life that now they'll challenge the very definition of male and female. Because this is all an assault on God's concept of mishpacha. God recognizes family, not goyim, not nationality. But ultimately the day will come where God will foil all recognition of nationality and the world will come back to recognize family. But because the Koyach HaTumah is rampant, the way the Koyach HaTumah expresses itself is the assault on the family. We now continue Ashrei. Now Ashrei is Perek Kuf Mem Hei of Tehillim that begins Tehillah LeDavid Arei Mimcha Elai Kai HaMelech. But we add to Psukim Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha from a different chapter in Tehillim, from Perek Pei Dalet, and then from Perek Kuf Mem Kuf Mem Dalet, Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalai. The reason is one of the reasons we say Psukah de Zimra is because a person needs to wait 1 hour before they pray. Chasidim harishayim hayushayim shay achas kaidem tefilasam. What'd they do for an hour? Imagine if somebody told you, before tefillah, prepare yourself for an hour. What do you do for an hour? So, Reb Schwab explains, they thought about Dalif Nemiyat HaOmed. You have to think about who you're standing in front of, who you're praying to. So they thought about the kindness of Hashem, the beneficence of Hashem, the mercy of Hashem, and the power of Hashem. And it led them to Ahava, where they were drawn to come close, and Yira, where they were, so to speak, recoiled in fear. Reb Schwab says the source that we sway when we daven is we move forward in an act of approaching Hashem in love and we move back in an act of reverence. That's the idea of shuckling in tefillah. Now, says Reb Schwab, if you look in Ashrei, it goes back and forth between second person and third person. Aroi mimcha, shimcha, avarchecha. Gadol Hashem, third person, because we're moving back and forth between the Ahava and the Yira. The Levush says that there are 21 mentions of God's name in Yehi Chavod. Now, we said earlier there are 19. But if you count Ki Yaakov Bachalai Ka as one, and Yismichu HaShamayim V'Sogel Ares as another Yud Kei Vavke, you have 21. That corresponds to the 21 Pesukim in Ashrei. And we say, Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalai, that praises Hashem that we have the zuchus to praise Him. By the way, from Aroi Mimcha until Tehillas Hashem, there are 613 words in Ashrei. Now, Reb Schwab learns that Ashrei is the next part of davening. It's not negadelcha, nishabechacha, where we praise Hashem, where even the things in this world that are difficult, we recognize that Hashem does everything l'toiva. And Reb Schwab learns there are two parts of Ashrei. One part is until poseches yadecha, and the second part is after poseches yadecha. And until Poseches Yadecha is a praise that the world will praise Hashem when Mashiach comes, where everything is not only is good, but it's seen and appreciated and recognized as good, where we understand how it's good. But Poseach HaSyadecha, until the end, is praising Hashem in this world, where we don't necessarily understand how everything is good, but we have emuna that it is. And we have two psukim of introduction for each part of Ashrei. We have Aroi Mimcha, Elokai HaMelech V'Avrocha Shumcha Le'olam Vo'ed, is the intro for the first part of Ashrei, which praises Hashem for the future. And B'chol Yom Avarchecha is the intro to the Poseach HaSyadecha and on, which praises Hashem for the day-to-day world. Now, this is a very amazing observation of Reb Schwab. You know, we start off by saying, Gadol Hashem u'mehulam ha'ayd. God is Gadol. Gadol is God's kindness. Dor ledor yishabach ma'asecha u'gvuraisecha yagidu. They will talk about your gevura. Who's they? The Gentiles. But hadar kvar edecha, but your honor and your majesty and your wonders, asicha, I will talk about. That's Klal Yisrael. Ve'ezuz narsecha yoymeru. They will talk about your power. Ugdulascha, your kindness. Asaparena, I will talk about. This is talking about la'asid lavai. Because in the beginning of the future, the nations of the world could only appreciate God's power, might. That's Hallel. But they cannot appreciate His kindness. So we have to train them. We say, Divrei nifloisecha asicha ugdulascha asaprena, until they catch on, zecharav tuvcha yabiu, they too will remember your great goodness. But that's something that we have to train them. Now Chazal say that those who say Ashrei bekavana will be a ben oilam haba. The Chayadim says that means that this mitzvah is so great, if one is 50-50, saying Ashrei bekavana could literally tilt the scales. That's what it means, that one who says Ashrei b'kavana will be a ben olam haba. But by the way, when we talk about the importance of Poseach HaSyadecha, that one has to have kavana, Reb Chaim Berlin writes that it's not because it's the most important pasuk, but in a way it's the least important pasuk. Because every other pasuk, when it has Hashem's name in it, of course you have to say the name of God with great reverence. But if one says a pasuk of Ashrei that has Hashem's name and he doesn't have kavana, then in a way you blew it because you can't go back and say it again. But Poseach HaSyadecha, if you didn't say it with kavana the first time, yeah, you got to go back and say it again. But because it will help to say it again, because it's not like you blew it and you said Hashem's name without having kavana. Now, when you look at Poseach HaSyadecha, it's Rashi Tevos, Pei Aleph Yud, 91. 91 are the two names of Hashem, Havaya and Yud Kei Vavke. Havaya begins with the Yud, and I'm sorry, the two names of Hashem, Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vavke, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Havaya begins with the Yud, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud ends with the Yud, and the two Yuds are Poseach HaSyadecha, God, you open up your two Yuds, and you give to all of mankind. That's one of the meanings of Poseach HaSyadecha u'masbi'a l'chol chai ratzayin. Now Reb Schwab learns that from Poseach HaSyadecha and on is the shira of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what's happening to us in this world, even though not everything is always hunky-dory, or at least we don't see it that way. So we start off that in la'asad lavai y'atanois enlamas achlam bi'itai, everyone looks to you in hope, and you provide. But now in this world, you open up your hand and you give each person a portion. And even those who don't get it, they say, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. Reb Schwab brings from his Rebbe, Reb Breuer, that Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav is sort of a way of being matzdik the din. That if a person does not have parnasa, we still say, look, God is righteous. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. As we've mentioned many times, there are only two people in the whole Tanakh who are called Tzadik. Noach Ish Tzadik, and Yosef, Al Michram Bakesav Tzadik, in Amais. And what they had in common, the Medrash Tanchuma says, is they both fed the world. Noach fed the world, for Yosef Hu Hamashber L'Chalam Aretz. Therefore we say, Poiseach Azidechum Azil L'Chal Chai Ratzoin, Tzadik Hashem B'chol Derachav. Now, it's brought that when you say the words Shomer Hashem is called Oyavav is called Hashem Yashmid, God guards those who love Him and He destroys the wicked. One should be Maharher B'tshuva when one says this pasuk, because if you're saying God should destroy the wicked, we don't Chas Hashem want to categorize ourselves that way. So one should be Maharher B'tshuva when they say Shomer Hashem is called Oyavav. And then finally, we end off Va'anachnu Nevarech Ka. Now we end off Tehilas Hashem, because we started Tehilah LeDavid, so we end off Tehilas Hashem. And we have this pasuk, Va'anachnu Nevarech Ka Me'atav Yareilam Haleluka, for two reasons. One is because we want to be Meshalshel Haleluka, Haleluka, like each Haleluka ends in Haleluka and begins, so we want to attach Ashrei to that. And also Ashrei began Tehillah, which is a form of Hallel. And furthermore, we began Ashrei by saying that Ashrei Yoishvei V'Secha, Oid, anyone who says Ashrei three times a day, he's Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Oilam Haba, Oid Yalelucha Sela. So we end off similarly, V'anachnu Nevarech Ka Me'atav Yareilam Haleluka, Me'atav Yareilam forever, because by saying Ashrei, one is Zoicha to be a Ben Oilam Haba. So this is the second part of Pesukah Zimra, which is known as Unishabechecha. B'li Neder, we will try to finish our review on next Friday before Rosh Hashanah, and then next year we start Berchas Krishma. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, Bracha V'Hatzlacha, and Kol Tov. Shabbos, good Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.